in the process of making. Episode 1.
We are in the process of making, in the process of making, in the process of making something from nothing.
The Paper Boats and Dreamtime Wonders.
One rainy day when I was a kid, my dad made me a paper boat, and he sprayed it with mum's hairspray to waterproof it so it would float in the gutter. And that night, when I told him that it had fallen apart and sunk, he made me another one, and he sat it on my bedside table and he told me that I could float that paper boat into all kinds of dreamtime wonders and it would never fall apart on me. And so it became a bit of a thing with us. The bedtime story aboard the paper boat floating off beyond the horizon into all kinds of adventures. Now, all these years later, the paper boat is the vehicle for all my journeys into the unknown possibilities of wonder, and it's never fallen apart. G'day, I'm Dave Brown, a performance maker and the artistic director of the Paper Boats, a platform for theatre makers. John Boat, my artistic associate, is an opera singer with a knack for comedy. Our paths first crossed decades ago, and over the years we've worked together sporadically, leading us to a moment in 2020 when John and I decided to make something together from scratch. We were intentionally open to whatever outcome our process of making might lead to, armed with nothing but our weird imaginations and a set of creative principles that I'd developed over the years as a devising theatre maker. Our simple animating idea was Explore 7, which led us to calling our project 7world.org, because that was the website address where we originally stored all of the random content that we made and accumulated. We had no idea where this project would lead us when we began, but we were absolutely committed to following it wherever it was going to go.
Two journeymen without a map, a clown nose and a dunce's hat, wondering this and doing that, to make something of nothing.
Can this artistic duo tap the creative essence required to make something genuinely original and successful? Or will they land a seven-headed monster that turns to digital dust in the vortex of forgotten failures?
Between the journey and the star, a jungle where the wild things are. If they can make it through the dell, long may they reign in seven worlds.
In the process of making, explores the creative challenges of trying to make something special out of nothing.
We're 4 years into this project. 4 years. Why has it taken so long? Well, let me give you a bit of background.
From stage to Sailwell, a theatre maker's tale.
I'm a theatre maker, first and foremost, with a deep interest in creativity, what it means, how we do it. For 20 beautiful years, I was the artistic director of Patch Theatre in Adelaide, creating professional theatre for 4 to 8 year olds, performing to audiences across Australia and abroad in Canada, the US, Japan, Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore and New Zealand. These works for kids were generally about 42 minutes long, and we would spend between 1 and 4 years making each show. And because we were so artfully meticulous, most of them had an enduring quality that saw them touring nationally and internationally for up to 10 years and sometimes more. Over the 20 years I spent doing this, I developed a creative framework for making our particular kind of theatre. Our shows were mainly non-verbal, and rich in image and music, and always inventive in style and form. These were elegant, sophisticated works that honoured and paid heed to children's curiosity and their creative capacities, and they challenged us also as theatre makers to push the boundaries. Patch Theatre Company has been making theatre for over 50 years, and it's still going strong under the leadership of Jeff Cobham, still stretching the limits of what theatre for early childhood can be. Check out their website at patchtheatre.org. It's a beautiful company. The thing I love about making theatre for 4 to 8-year-olds is that children have no preconception of what theatre should be, and so they are totally open to the possibilities of what theatre can be. It's such a great place for an artist to work.
Open to possibility.
The 7 Habits of Highly Creative People.
The ideas and experience that I was lucky enough to accumulate across those 20 years as artistic director of Patch Theatre led me to cobble together 7 creative principles of theatre making. John and I are going to apply those 7 creative principles to this 7world.org project and this audio documentary, which we're calling In the Process of Making, is an honest, in-depth, personal account of what's happened along the way. It's an account of a totally oddball artistic endeavour, its creative processes, and its uncertain outcomes. So if you're interested in the wild ride of how people go about making stuff, then this audio documentary is for you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a crazy topsy-turvy universe we live in. Come on, everybody, gonna have some fun. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Artistic Itch.
Getting started. How do these things get started? Well, there needs to be a desire in the first place to want to get started. I've come to believe that there are a proportion of people in the human population who have an artistic temperament that drives them to make meaning, and that there are plenty of others who are just not aligned in that particular way. Artists are people who are just not happy unless they are investigating and unravelling something of interest. These are people who find a way to manifest the experience of their investigations in some form or other, whether it be a performance, a painting, a song, or whatever. I've come to accept that I'm one of these people. I am hooked on play. I love to dream up stuff. I adore being drawn into creative activity by curiosity and the pleasure of collaboration. I love it. It's my lifeblood. I have to have a creative project on the go if I'm to be happy. It gives me purpose. It gives me direction. I think of it as a star on the horizon that I can point my paper boat towards. And to be frank, without it, I get kind of antsy. Look, sick even, at worst, depressed. I feel this drive in myself, and I witness it in others, this powerful inner motivation to make, to create, to give expression to. It's been there forever, even as a kid in our backyard presenting plays in the chicken shed. To what, you ask? To give expression to what? Well, to all manner of things, but in general, I'd say to give expression to the vast unknowing of who and what we are as people, to give expression to what can be glimpsed through an investigation of life, the universe, and everything. That sounds sort of wanky, but not so much when you think about specific examples. It may be a fictional novel set in World War I, or it may be a landscape painting of the Barossa Valley, or it may be the creation of a metafictional world called Sevenwell. These things come about through artists applying their compulsive attention to something in order to manifest and share what it is they find. So if you've got the temperament and the drive and you're not already preoccupied by an artistic endeavor, then it's likely you'll be on the lookout for a project. You'll be asking, what's next?
The lucky number 7. A creative odyssey begins.
Begin at the beginning, the king said very gravely. Then proceed to the end, then stop.
Lewis Carroll shared this little gem of wisdom in Alice in Wonderland. Begin at the beginning. Of the Paper Boat's 7 creative principles, principle number 1 is entitled The Animating Idea. This is the way we get started. So, what is an animating idea and how is it useful in the process of making something from nothing? Well, the animating idea is just a very simple statement. It's designed to get things going, to provoke and inspire investigation, and most importantly, to prompt content generation. Over the years, I've realized that the simpler and more open this statement is, the better. Because the beginning of the process is an attempt to find out what it is you want to investigate. And often that doesn't become clear until you're at the other end of the project. Back in 2019, I began engaging with a new animating idea, simply defined by the statement, Explore 7. Explore 7. Why that statement, you ask? Well, to be honest, I don't really know, and it doesn't really matter. 7 just seemed like an interesting number to me. It's a lucky number, my lucky number, and it stands out. It appears in all sorts of contexts. 7 days in a week, 7 colours in the rainbow, 7 musical notes in the diatonic scale. 7 wonders of the world, 7 continents, 7 seas, 7 planets in the solar system, 7 phases of the moon, 7 deadly sins, Shakespeare's 7 ages of man, the 7 stages of grieving, the 7-year itch, 7 dwarves in Snow White, 7 chakras in Buddhist and Hindu tradition, and lots of other religious, mythical, and mystical contexts. Why is that? I'm curious. I really am interested in the number 7. However, let me just say that just about any statement you put up for investigation, if you're prepared to take it on, I mean really take it on, to give it real attention, that is to attend to it seriously over a long, long period of time, it will always unveil surprising worlds of possibility. It will. So the idea is that you are animated by the statement, that it gets you going, that it gets you reading and researching and playing and sketching, collecting stuff, writing, making music, taking photos, creating songs or motion graphics or videos, anything that attends you to engaging with and acting on and around and inside the idea, right way round and upside down every which way. In a way, the animating idea is just prompting an investigation of your world of conscious existence to discover what there is to be found, hopefully something worthwhile. That is why the animating idea in and of itself isn't all that important. It's just an excuse to get things going, to dig in, to discover.
I love the rain. I love the sun.
I love the rain. I love the sun. I love the way a rainbow comes between and makes it all seem like a dream. A psychedelic dream.
I was aware that when I was writing, if I was lucky, stuff would start happening in my head that, as it were, I didn't know was there. And that when you're an artist, you can imagine that you're some sort of conduit for ideas and images and dialogue, thoughts and so on that come from elsewhere. And Freud made you aware that what we did and what we knew was a tiny part of what the human being was.
That's novelist and screenwriter Hanif Qureshi. Look, I can't emphasize enough how important I think this is. This relationship between creativity and the subconscious and unconscious realm of the right side of the brain. And particularly in this early ruminating, collecting and gathering period, I call it the whimsical phase of the creative process. It is crucial during this phase that anything goes. No self-censorship, no self-conscious editing, naff or nerdy, it's all okay, just do it. No judgments. But let's just park that idea for now as a given. And we'll look at the reasoning behind it a little later on in the journey. So for now, let's just remember that what we do and what we know is just a tiny part of who we are. Before I sign off today, I want to reference something new that is becoming a hugely important component of creative processes around the world. At the time of writing this episode, it's April 2024. I need to time tag this moment in history because the artificial intelligence revolution is upon us. And it's expanding exponentially. So by the time you hear this, I figure what I'm about to describe will be way less than extraordinary. But right now, this is mind-boggling. This is a moment in history. And because it's very pertinent to what this podcast is all about, and even how this podcast is being produced, I want to give it a fanfare and place it on parade. So here goes.
The eighth wonder of the world.
Last night, using a software program called Udio.com, and my digital audio workstation, Logic Pro, I was able to create a 1 minute song snippet using my own lyrics to produce a ludicrously overblown orchestral and choral arrangement that took me just a couple of hours to assemble, something that might normally take me days or weeks or months. Oh man, I find that incredible. So, as we delve into the intensely time-consuming processes of human creativity reflected in the efforts of this humble human being, we'll be unraveling how John and I are learning how to accommodate this amazing new power as a co-creator in the process of making. It's big, believe me. And I think it's going to require a shift in the psychological perception we have of ourselves as artists. Just to make the point, by comparison, here's a little song snippet by John Bode that took more than 20 hours over a number of weeks for him to create and record with no assistance from AI.
7 a.m. I like to get up at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. That's when I end my slumber. 7 p.m. I go to bed at 7 again. 'Cause 7 p.m. that's me favorite number. I love you, number 7. You shine so brightly in my eyes. Ultraviolet light, giving me my mind. I love you, number 7.
A little bit of 7 love there from John to mark the end of this, the very first episode in our 7world.org experiment, which we call In the Process of Making. You'll be hearing a lot of AI unassisted work from us as we take this journey. Stuff that's raw and intimate and personal. And there'll be some AI-supported stuff thrown into the mix as we unravel how the possibilities of this emerging form of creative collaboration can work for us in our process of making.
I love you, number 7.
So we invite you to join us for episode 2 of this 14-episode wild ride of a creative journey. Until next time, may the frogs be aware of the water temperature.
We are in the process of making, in the process of making, in the process of making something from nothing.
In the Process of Making is conceived by Dave Brown and John Bode and presented by the Paper Boats. Please subscribe to our podcast and recommend it to your friends, lovers, and others, and go to our 7world.org website to find out more. Episodes are released on the 7th day of each month on all your favorite podcast platforms. And be watching out for 7world snippets, bits and pieces of 7 to Logical Sunshine released randomly each month on socials and available also from the website. And did you know
that octopus amputees, rare though they are, represent the largest population of 7-legged animals in the world?